Divine Office, Thursday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall
Be true to your name, O Lord, and preserve my life. Alleluia.
Be true to your name, O Lord, and preserve my life. Alleluia.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, early in the morning of your resurrection, you made your love known and brought the first light of dawn to those who dwell in darkness. Your death has opened a path for us. Do not enter into judgment with your servants. Let your Holy Spirit guide us together into the land of justice.
Be true to your name, O Lord, and preserve my life. Alleluia.
I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia.
I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia.
Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who are mourning over her.
Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts.
For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of nations like an overflowing torrent.
As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort.
When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and heals the brokenhearted. Alleluia.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and heals the brokenhearted. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars and calls each one by its name.
Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. O sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him.
His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warrior strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, and those who wait for his love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God our Father, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call each of them by name. Heal hearts that are broken. Gather together those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the plenitude of your eternal wisdom.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and heals the brokenhearted. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
No disciple is greater than his teacher. He should be glad to become like his master. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
No disciple is greater than his teacher. He should be glad to become like his master. Alleluia. Let us pray. God the Father has given us his Son for the resurrection of his people. Let us turn with confidence to the Father and say,
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
As a pillar of fire, you lighted the way for your people in the desert.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Through the voice of Moses, you taught your people from the mountain.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life. You fed your pilgrim people with your gift of manna.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life. You gave your people water from the rock.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life. And now we offer the intentions, the hopes, the prayers of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life. Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in those you have chosen to make new through the wonder of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.